Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the seventh day in the month of April 2025. It's a beautiful new day, it's a beautiful new week, and it's a beautiful Monday. I want to specially welcome you to a brand new day. And if you are excited and you are grateful that you made it to indeed another day, I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the one who has made this possible. The King of Glory, Immortal, Invisible, God our Father. The Lord has been faithful, true and true. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour right here on this show. We get to learn, hear and share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. And let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be continuing our series, and we'll be looking at the topic that says like the day of Pentecost. And today we'll be looking at part 7. Like the day of Pentecost, part 7. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 7 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 7, I am thine, O Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 20 to chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 20 to chapter 22. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 15. Acts chapter 5 verse 15, which says, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Acts chapter 5 verse 15, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow some of them. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 to 8. Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 to 8. Are you with your Bibles? From verse 1 it reads, the former treaties have I made. O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, I will conclude my discussion on the significance of the event of the day of Pentecost by sharing an encounter I had with God that has greatly impacted my journey in ministry. Just before my birthday some years ago, the Lord asked me what birthday gift I wanted, and I told him that I wanted a miracle for every member of my congregation. I could have asked for anything that day and he would have given me, but I asked for the power of the Holy Spirit in action among my congregation. He then told me to hold the program which he called the Holy Ghost Service. And from that time on, we started to see great miracles that we had never seen before in RCCG. Special miracles started happening through me when I allowed God to use me to create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move mightily in our midst. Every believer is qualified to work miracles, like we see in Mark chapter 16 from verse 17 to 18. But the one who will create the atmosphere that will host the Holy Spirit will work special miracles and cause a revival like what happened on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, everyone present in the upper room was tremendously blessed, but one fellow stood out, Peter. Peter was singled out for something extraordinary. The Lord had promised him in Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 11 that he would catch men and not fish. And the promise came into full manifestation after the upper room experience. He preached just one sermon and won 3,000 souls, like we see in Acts chapter 2 from verse 14 to 41. While others performed miracles, he was outstanding as his shadow began to heal the sick, like we see in Acts chapter 5, verse 15. This is what happens when you make yourself available to create the kind of atmosphere that can host the Holy Spirit. I know that from reading this series, you have been triggered to spark a revival. I have good news for your ministers. Who will create the kind of atmosphere that would bring about the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit in their churches or fellowships? Their ministries will grow exponentially. I pray that God will move you into a deeper level of his power and begin to perform special miracles through you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes to the key point is more like a prayer point. It says, Father, please help me to create the kind of atmosphere in which your Holy Spirit loves to dwell in Jesus' name. Father, please help me create the kind of atmosphere in which your atmosphere loves to dwell in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalatradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalatradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.